This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Two of our established departmental leaders to even higher positions of service to the citizens of Buffalo, New York. Further answering that call to service that they've long sworn to and emerging as a new leadership to lead the Buffalo Police Department into a new era. I'd like to welcome our long-standing chaplain, Mr. James Lewis, for his opening remarks and for his prayer.
Thank you, Chief Chaplain. We are here today to celebrate the elevation of these that have already served in such a magnanimous way. We salute the wisdom of our new mayor, the Common Council, and for all those that are involved. Then we pray for this department that it might be elevated. We ask God's blessing upon us on this day. We invite him into this celebration because we can't celebrate without him. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, we pray that God would uphold us with his mighty hand and allow us to be all that we need to be, even in this day and time. In Jesus' name we pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we pray. And all the people that love God together said amen.
All right. Before we proceed, I'd like to take the time out to acknowledge our Buffalo Police Command staff who are present, starting with the Chief of Detectives, Chief Macy, our Chief of School Resource, Aaron Young, Chief of A District, Paul Mullen, Chief of C District, Thelma Jones, Chief of D District, Chief Fahey, and Chief of E District, Todd McAllister. So in the alignment with the same theme of established leaders emerging to accept higher callings, in service to our great city, it is my pleasure to now introduce the mayor of the city of Buffalo, Mr. Chris Scanlon, but I'd firstly like to call up someone special, Mr. Owen Kreischer, to the Pledge of Allegiance. Will you now stand with us to do the pledge? Flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. So Owen is the nephew of our new deputy commissioner, so if he seems incredibly sharp, it runs in the family. So now I'd like to call up our mayor of the city of Buffalo, Mr. Chris Scanlon.
Thank you, Chief. Good morning, everyone. I want to welcome all of you for joining us today on such an exciting day for the City of Buffalo and the Buffalo Police Department. I want to thank the members of the command staff and the other members of the Buffalo Police Department who are here today, not just for joining us today, but for what you do on a daily basis, for putting yourselves between the residents of the City of Buffalo and harm's way quite a bit of time. So I want to thank you on behalf of the residents of the City of Buffalo for everything that you do on a daily basis. I want to welcome everyone to this exciting occasion, the swearing-in ceremony of Buffalo Police Commissioner Alfonso Wright and Buffalo Police Department Deputy Commissioner Patrick Overdorf. How about a round of applause for these two fantastic officers? Today's appointments of these two great individuals means a lot to me, both professionally and personally. Commissioner Wright is someone who, from the day I met him, has demonstrated the exceptional leadership abilities and his commitment to this city and his love of our residents on a daily basis. It's something I took notice of when I first got to know him when I joined the Common Council. It's something that I've seen him display on a daily basis. And, you know, when you end up in a position like this, a lot of time you might see people operate through heavy-handed tactics or a top-down mentality, and that's not the way Commissioner Wright operates. And I think it lends itself to a better department. He listens to his officers, and more importantly, he listens to the residents of the city of Buffalo, then works with his officers to develop plans and help develop the best version of the Buffalo Police Department. With regard to Deputy Commissioner Overdorf, it's, what can you say about someone that you played t-ball with? You know, someone that you played youth hockey with and went to high school with. You know, someone might shy away from that familiarity when you reach appointments like this, but I don't. Having known the deputy commissioner as long as I have and as well as I have has afforded me the great opportunity to watch closely him rise through the ranks of the Buffalo Police Department and lead effective and efficient crews at every level of the department and use his tremendous abilities to continue to move the Buffalo Police Department forward to develop best practices and bring the department to a higher standard than it ever has been. Public safety is the number one priority of mine and my administration. You can't have a thriving, innovative Buffalo where we see successes without it. People have to be comfortable in their neighborhoods. People have to be comfortable walking through their communities. And that starts with the Buffalo Police Department. They're the most pivotal portion of that formula. And it's I'm deeply grateful to the men and women of the department, and in particular the two men who are sitting in front of us today as we appoint them to their new ranks. I knew when I became mayor I would put a sharp focus on community policing and making sure that the crimes that impact quality of life on a daily basis, would be acknowledged, and we would deal with those. And it's something that, through conversations with today's two appointees, is something that's extremely important to them as well. I'm confident that we can ensure Buffalo's future is bright and safe and prosperous with these two men leading the department. When it comes to Commissioner Wright, you're talking about someone who has hit the ground running in his new role. The commissioner joined the Buffalo Police Department in 1988. I'm sorry, I was only 7 years old. I'm only giving it to you because I know you'll give shots out too. I know you're not afraid to dish it out either. So I know. Yeah. 36 plus years on the department, working at every rank: officer, community police officer, lieutenant, captain, chief, deputy commissioner, and now commissioner. And he's not only a remarkable leader, but a beloved member of this department. I can tell you that when I joined the Buffalo Common Council almost 13 years ago and started talking to officers that I knew about leadership within the department, one name that always rose to the top and was always spoken highly of was Commissioner Wright. One of the very first community police officers, his experience, leadership, and deep commitment to our community make him the ideal person for this department to lead it forward and the type of policing that we want to do. As I mentioned, he's served in basically every leadership role that you can within the department. Commissioner, I want to thank you for your commitment to this department, to this city, and your dedication and commitment to all of Buffalo. So I would now invite Commissioner Wright's family forward, and we can do his swearing in at this time.
Right. Commissioner Alfonso Wright will be pinned by his daughter, Aaliyah.
Commissioner. I, Alfonso Wright, do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
To uphold the Constitution.
To uphold the Constitution.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
The Constitution and laws of New York State.
The Constitution and laws of New York State.
And the Charter and Codes of the City of Buffalo.
And the Charter and Codes of the City of Buffalo.
And I promise to fulfill.
And I promise to fulfill.
Faithfully my duties.
Faithfully my duties.
As Buffalo Police Commissioner.
As Buffalo Police Commissioner.
Of the Buffalo Police Department.
Of the Buffalo Police Department.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Commissioner.
Thank you.
Deputy Commissioner Pat Overdorf will be pinned by his mother.
Guess he's trying to get rid of me. Good morning, everyone. Well, I'm going to have to get Reverend Lewis to preach because everybody's good morning. We got to be a little bit louder. I want to start off with something different. I want to give a moment of silence. We lost a great person today when I was a chief at C District, and many of us worked with her, Sheila Jaskula. She lost her battle with cancer this morning. Took me a while. I had to get my composure. My heart goes out to her and her family. So if we can just do a quick moment of silence. Thank you very much. Mayor, thank you for giving me a chance to lead this police department. As I say, I think we have the greatest department in the country. We have great leaders here. We have great officers here, great command staff. I want to see more officers grow. I want to do the best I can to make sure we have an even safer city. I see my mother right there. Mom, a long way from the fruit belt, right? When you used to give me that note and I would run to the store and get a can of Slits. When we could do that then and I get in all kinds of trouble, you probably didn't see me here. But my mother's 93 years old. She's the rock of our family. And we have a strong, strong family. I am so happy. I wouldn't want another family. My father, Walter Wright, who left us in 2012, he hasn't had a chance to see any of these promotions, but I know each time he's looking down on us. But again, I don't want to be here too long. I appreciate the opportunity, and thank you so much.
Thank you, Commissioner, and congratulations to you and your family. And I look forward to working with you as Commissioner. It's also my honor today to administer the oath of office to Deputy Commissioner Patrick Overdorf. As I mentioned, Deputy Commissioner is someone that I've known for quite a long time. And like I said, having the opportunity because of our relationship to be able to watch him rise through the ranks of the department has been quite an honor to see. Deputy Commissioner has served as an officer, a detective, lieutenant, captain, and most recently an inspector. And I can tell you that, again, talking to different officers throughout the department, you'd be hard-pressed to find someone who doesn't have something positive to say about Deputy Commissioner Overdorf. His extensive background and leadership skills will help strengthen the police department's mission to ensure public safety and build trust within our residents. I can tell you that in the past, just through having some conversations, some of the initiatives that he and some of his fellow officers implemented in some of our districts across the city led to tremendous success, and that was with them just wanting to go out and do it on behalf of the city of Buffalo. They didn't want to be acknowledged for it. They didn't want any recognition. They just wanted to go out. They thought it was going to be better for the districts that they were working in at the time, so they were out there and doing it on the ground, boots on the ground, doing what they could to interact with our residents, to build relationships within different communities, and close the gap between our residents and our officers, which I think is extremely important and one of the main missions we have with the new leadership at City Hall and within the Buffalo Police Department. And his dedication and strong work ethic have prepared him well for his new leadership role. So it's my honor today to administer the oath of office to Deputy Commissioner Patrick Overdorf, and I welcome members of the Overdorf family who are going to be coming forward.
Deputy Commissioner Overdorf will be pinned by his mother, Patsy Overdorf.
I, Patrick Overdorf.
I, Patrick Overdorf.
Do solemnly swear.
To uphold the Constitution.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
The Constitution and laws of New York State.
The Constitution and laws of New York State.
And the Charter and Codes of the City of Buffalo.
And the Charter and Codes of the City of Buffalo.
And I promise to fulfill.
And I promise to fulfill.
Faithfully my duties.
Faithfully my duties.
As Deputy Police Commissioner.
As Deputy Police Commissioner.
Of the Buffalo Police Department.
Of the Buffalo Police Department.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Deputy.
Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. I didn't know I had to make a speech, so it'll be brief. First of all, I'd like to thank the mayor, Mr. Scanlon. We did grow up together, and I really appreciate this opportunity to work with him. As a resident of the South District, I've seen all the great things he's done, and I look forward to working with him in that aspect. As for Commissioner Wright, I've worked with him in C District. I appreciate, sir, the opportunity to work with you in this capacity. I know our values align on a lot of things when it comes to policing, and I just wanted to have the opportunity to work with you to become more focused on community engagement like we've discussed for years in C District, have our officers get out, walking, talking to the residents of the City of Buffalo, because I think we both believe that core value that, you know, we are the community is the police, and we got to re-engage to the best of our ability to get out there talking to those residents, making sure that we're policing the way that they want us to police. So that's a main core focus. I'm appreciative to have the opportunity to work with you to do that. I'd like to also obviously thank my family who's here today, my parents, my brothers, sisters, my wife, my father-in-law. I appreciate all your support through all this, and I know you'll be there for me like you always have been. So once again, I'd like to thank the mayor. Look forward to working with you and your administration. And I look forward to working with the commissioner to fulfill the needs of the community. Thank you very much.
All right. It's an exciting time. And so now I'd like to call up the Reverend, the Dr. James Lewis, to close us out with some closing remarks and a prayer.
Seems that there's a position open, Mayor. And if hard pressed, I just might join your ranks. It means that all of us will be working with Oswaldo Mestre, the Wizard of Oz, doing citizen services. And every officer is going to be a community officer. Did y'all hear that? Y'all awful quiet today. They must have threatened y'all today. Y'all should have been up cheering and screaming when he introduced his mother at 93 years young. You should have got excited because that means that me and Aaliyah can get mani-pedis all the time. And I'm just excited to be here. On behalf of our commissioner and our new first deputy commissioner, the Lord has sent this prayer. Cherish God, give me true and heartfelt courage that brings strength, resilience, and determination to do what is right rather than what is expedient and convenient. Let my courage be seen in small ways that reflect the essence of your commandments. Let me go forth and leave gossip behind, sarcasm, and exercise caution with placing blame. Refuse to duck away from my responsibilities. Speak wisely at the appropriate moment and cultivate compassion and understanding. Let me be among those who have the courage of their determination and their convictions to be all that God meant for me to be. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we pray. May the Lord bless them. May the Lord keep them. May the Lord hold them in his hand from this time forward. Amen.
Thank you to the overseer, who has just as many wise words of depth as he does jokes. We are very appreciative of you, and thank you for everyone for being here today. And we're very much looking forward to seeing our new commissioner and deputy commissioner take the reins and lead our department into a new era. Thank you, everyone, for coming, and congratulations.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.